Ina Dubarka, good to be with you in your own house and chatting to you.
You're very welcome.
About your dad and your aunt as well. Your father's name was Frank.
You're called Frank, but when he went to St. Andrews first, there was another Frank Burke in the school. So it appears to differentiate between the two. The first one was Prunchies Dubarka, and Dad was called Farragus Dubarka. And it's a name he kept ever since. He was always known as Farragus.
I see, yes. But he wasn't Christian. He wasn't baptised.
He was baptised Frank.
Yeah.
And he was known, because of his football and hurling,
yeah,
he was always known as Frank.
Your father, can you talk me through his early life? Where did he grow up?
He was born in Carbery, County Kildare. A place called Coonoos. It's the townland.
Mm.
In Coonoo, Carbery, in 1895, 8th of April. And his early education was in the local national school in Derrinturn. And it's said of him that the teacher there was a man by the name of Horan from Offaly. Oh, well-known place in Offaly, I can't think of the name now. Hurling place. And it was he gave Dad the love of hurling. I don't know whether that is true or not, because he certainly played a lot of hurling in his young days, and he loved it. And when he finished in Derrinturn, he was sent to Knockbeg in Carlow, County Carlow, as a boarder. And he brought his hurler along with him, and they looked at him and they asked him, what was that? Because they didn't play Irish games there. And
Of course, we're back there into the 19th century. Really.
We're back,
the beginning of 1980
started in Knockbeg.
Yeah, yeah.
And for 1 year he was spent there. And at the end, when he was at home on holidays, his mother happened to come to Dublin, and she brought back with her back to Coonoo, Unmacheef, the first issue of Unmacheef, but this new school that was founded in Cullenswood House by a man called Pierce. He never heard of him, but he read the book and he read the magazine, and he was enthralled with the idea that the pupils of the school, as well as the teachers, actually contributed to this magazine, and everything Irish was put first and foremost. Played Irish games, spoke Irish, the Irish language, and